This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Have you always wanted to learn something more about a hunting-related topic? Or always wanted to say something to someone on social media that called out something related to hunting? Or even how to address a statement made by colleagues around hunting? You want to be confident in your response, but you're just not equipped with enough knowledge, facts, or questions to sound intelligent. In the next 5 minutes, I'll give you what you need. Short, sharp, information dense, and to the point. Here we go.
So the question that was posed to me is very simple. Is trophy hunting conservation? We get lots of nuances and variations of this question. We've answered this question already in a Short Truths podcast, but it's worth reiterating and discussing a little nuance behind that very simple question that is trophy hunting conservation? There are opponents that will say trophy hunting is not conservation. I'll be straight up and say that I believe trophy hunting is habitat and wildlife conservation. Note that I added a couple of descriptors to that statement very, very purposefully. In order for me to answer this question in the appropriate manner, I need to take a step back and ask the question, if trophy hunting is not conservation, what is conservation? Which then begs another question, if you take another step back, what is the definition of conservation? By the Oxford definition, conservation is the prevention of the wasteful use of a resource. In an ecological sense, the definition is tied to the practice of protecting wild species and their habitats in order to maintain healthy wildlife species or populations and to restore, enhance, and protect natural ecosystems. The Merriam-Webster definition of conservation states a careful preservation and protection of something, especially planned management of a natural resource to reduce, to prevent exploitation, destruction, or neglect. So let's use the Oxford definition. That was quite a very simple one. Prevent the wasteful use of a resource. I think the ultimate goal for any conservationist, whether you think trophy hunting is good or not, is for wildlife to be around for our kids and our grandkids one day. Right? I think we can all agree on that point. Then I can take that and I can apply a more nuanced ideology in that we are interested in a healthy, balanced ecosystem that maximizes biodiversity. And that's just a fancy way of saying that everything works well together and that we have the most amount of animals in terms of the diversity of those animals possible on the landscape, given the circumstances surrounding that landscape. Any conservation definition that we just talked about has use built into the definition. So in order to conserve, you have to use. But you must use the resource appropriately, not whimsically, not wastefully, and not without a plan, so that the resource can be conserved. So now let's fold in Webster's definition, which includes protection and planned management in the role of conservation. The premise behind trophy hunting is to take post-breeding old-aged males out of the population, thus allowing the prime reproductive engine, young males and females, to stay, to grow, to sustain and enhance the population, i.e. growing the resource. So if an activity is actually protecting a resource, in this case, the wildlife and habitat and is preventing its exploitation through careful management, careful selectivity of take, making sure that that take is not wasteful. And that is what trophy hunting is doing. Then isn't trophy hunting conservation based on the definitions of the Oxford Dictionary and Merriam-Webster? If you're solely just against the activity of hunting, i.e. you hate an animal being killed or an animal dying, then I can't really help you. But if you hate the idea of hunting and the animal dying, but recognize conservation for what it is, i.e. preserving, protecting, not wasting, not exploiting a resource for that resource to be available for our kids and our grandkids one day, then you can see that the activity of hunting, call it trophy hunting if you want, is actually conservation. The activity is protecting wildlife. The activity is protecting habitats. The activity is done according to planned management objectives. The activity has been shown to benefit wildlife and habitat from Washington State to Pakistan, from Zambia to Argentina, from Mozambique to New Zealand. Many, many, many examples of where the conservation of wildlife and habitat is benefiting because of hunting. So, is trophy hunting conservation? That's my answer.
Well, that's it for today. I appreciate you listening, as always. Leave a review, share it with your friends, and most importantly, do what's right to convey the truth around hunting.